We are reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam. The article is The Love of the Creator and the Love of the Created Beings. We begin from the article, from the beginning of the article. The love of God and the love of man. Love your friend as yourself. Rabbi Akiva says, this is a great rule in the Torah, collective and individual. The above statement, although it is one of the most famous and cited sayings, is still unexplained to everyone with all its vastness. This is because the word klal, rule or collective, indicates a sum of details that relates to the above collective, where each and every detail carries a part within it, in a way that the gathering of all the details together creates that collective. If we say a great klal, rule, or collective in the Torah, it means that all the texts and the 612 mitzvot, commandments, are the sum total, of the details that relate to the verse, love your friend as yourself. It is difficult to understand how such a statement can contain the sum total of all the mitzvot in the Torah. At most, it can be a klal for the part of the Torah and sentences that relate to mitzvot between man and man. But how can you include the greater part of the Torah, which concerns work between man and the Creator, in the verse, love your friend as yourself? Title, That Which You Hate, Do Not Do to Your Friend. If we can somehow reconcile the above words, there come the words of old Hillel to that foreigner who came to him and asked him to convert him, as it says in the Gemara, convert me so that you will teach me the whole Torah, while I am standing on one leg. He told him, that which you hate, do not do to your friend. This is the whole Torah, and the rest is its commentary. Go study. We see that he told him that the whole Torah is the interpretation of the verse, love your friend as yourself. Now, according to the words of Hillel, the teacher of all the Tanaim, sages during the early centuries, and by whom laws are interpreted, it is perfectly clear to us that the primary purpose of our holy Torah is to bring us to the sublime degree where we can observe this verse, love your friend as yourself. For he says explicitly, the rest is its commentary. Go study. That is, they interpret for us how to come to that rule. It is surprising that such a statement can be correct in most issues of the Torah, which concern sentences between man and the Creator, when every beginner evidently knows that this is the heart of the Torah, and not the interpretation explaining the verse, love your friend as yourself. Title, love your friend as yourself. We should also examine and understand the meaning of the verse itself when he says, love your friend as yourself. The literal meaning of it is to love your friend to the same extent that you love yourself. However, we see that the public cannot be like that at all. If it had said, love your friend as much as your friend loves you, that would still be, there would still not be many who could fully observe it. Yet it would be acceptable. But to love my friend as much as I love myself seems impossible. Even if there were but one person in the world besides me, it would still be impossible, much less when the world is full of people. Moreover, if one loved everyone as much as one loves oneself, he would have no time for himself. For it is certain that one satisfies one's own needs without neglect and with great passion, for one loves oneself. It is not so concerning the needs of the collective. He has no strong reason to stimulate his desire to work for them. Even if he had a desire, could he still keep this statement literally? Would his strength endure? If not, how can the Torah obligate us to do something that is not in any way achievable? We should not imagine that this verse was said as an exaggeration, for we are warned and insist on, you will neither add nor take away from it. All the interpreters agreed to interpret the text literally. Moreover, they said that one must satisfy the needs of one's friend, even in a place where one is himself deficient. Even then, he must satisfy the needs of his friend and leave himself deficient.
The
Tosfot interpret, one who buys a Hebrew slave, it is as though he buys a master for himself. The Tosfot interpret, there, in the name of the Jerusalem Talmud, that sometimes he is but one pillow. If one lies on it himself, he does not observe, for he is happy with you. If he does not lie on it and does not give it to his slave, it is sodomite rule. It turns out that against his will, he must give it to his servant. Thus, he has bought himself a master.
Questions, please.
לגמרי אין שאלות.
No questions.
נו, מה לעשות?
Well, what can we do? I don't know. It's so clear.
זאת אומרת, אנחנו,
meaning, we, on behalf of nature, eventually we need to reach a state that we are in love towards all. Imagine this. Let's say today, during the day, either you reach such a state or you disappear from the world. Disappear. Not only in the spiritual world you don't exist, also in this world. You just, from this world also, they take the feeling away from you of connection from the others, an egoistic connection, also taken away. What to do? How can we justify this condition to love everybody? Like yourself. And to implement it, to realize it, to actually do it. It's horrible what we're demanded to do. And we see, according to the way the world is deteriorating, it's going and entering states where they will reveal that if a person doesn't want to die, he must reach love. And there's nothing in between. No politics, no hands with the gloves on, no fake hugs. You must reach an opening of the heart and connection between everybody. This is what we are coming closer, whether we want it or not. Nobody's asking us. We're coming closer to this. The engine inside of nature is advancing humanity towards that. And here we need to understand that before us, there's not one of the two. There's only one. Either to reach this existence of love, your friend as yourself, with our own help, with our own participation, through a nice, easy, pleasant way, or we will reach it in a horrible way, that not us who are changing our egos, but that forces come, external forces, cruel forces of nature, and they break us, and then we still reach love your friend as yourself. We are exactly on the seam, the border between the world that was and advanced and developed and now has to enter the condition of love your friend as yourself. It's horrible, right? But we have a method that we can advance ourselves and enter the implementation of this condition in a smooth and nice way.
Ita 4. Buongiorno, Rav. A cosa si riferisce la legge di Sodoma?
What does it mean?
That means that I don't belong to you, you don't belong to me. That each of us is in their own apartment, and that's it.
My house is my castle.
My house is my castle. In such a way. That's also not allowed. That's even worse than our regular ego. Because in our regular ego, we connect. We somewhat have some kind of connection with one another. But in the Sodomite values, we don't have any connection with one another. And that's why this kind of attitude brings us to death. That's why Sodom was that small city next to the Dead Sea. It was demolished. Demolished because to the Sodomite rule that you don't belong to me, I don't belong to you, we can't reach a correction. Because the rest, even though they're egoists, they can be connected between them, not good ones, doesn't matter, but they'll learn how to connect those connections throughout thousands of years, and they'll reach a state where there's nothing to do, they have to correct it. How? By them going through arguments, sticks, rocks, spears. All right. We reach a state that now we're going to have to learn with the weapons we developed that you cannot use it. And if you do, you'll see what will happen. And then we'll learn very quickly that there's no choice, but we need to restrain our egos. And in this way, we reach the correction. We are in the final stages, the last generation. Okay.
PT19.
Thank you, Rav. How do we know what the friend is missing, what he needs?
Whatever I think he's lacking. If I enter, I come closer to him. According to that, I can say, maybe I'll try to fill those deficiencies he has. I'm always with this question, whether I understood correctly what he needed.
If a friend says he misses the physical connection with you to ask questions face to face, to get answers from you, how can I help such a friend?
You need to keep the laws, the distances, the physical distances we have between us, that we didn't determine that, but the Creator determined that in our society for now. We see he's still making it difficult, and you'll see what still will come. And then we'll need to rise above it. We'll need to see how the physical distance should help us with our internal distance. To annul the distance between our hearts, there's no problem. In spirituality, there are no physical distances, only between the desires. Okay? Hebrew 10.
It's written that all the interpreters agreed, And moreover, they said he has to satisfy the needs of his friend. But so that's the result. How do I discover what my friends want so I can do this work?
As much as you understand, try and come close to them, and according to that, you understand as much as you need for now.
What does it mean to get closer to a friend?
To come close, that you want to serve him, that you want to fill all his desires as much as you can, as much as you can understand, and as much as you can actually do.
Thank you very much.
Rechovot.
I hear over and over again that love your friend as yourself basically relates to everyone, and suddenly I meet this verse that even though I saw it a lot, it says about the allegory of the pillow that it's only a Hebrew slave. So where's the matching here?
I don't understand what you're saying. It's written here about all people on earth, all of humanity. He explains that love your friend as yourself eventually needs to spread all over the world. And that's the foundation of our organization. That's why we accept everybody equally. And we teach everybody only the laws of love, which is the Creator.
But with the allegory about the pillow, he's talking about the Hebrew slave. Why specifically a Hebrew slave?
So he explains later, for now.
Thank you.
Moscow 6.
Rav, а можем мы наполнить все желания товарища
молитвой? Can we satisfy all the needs of the friends by praying for him?
Try.
PT19.
Bala Sulam writes, to love your friend as much as you love yourself seems utterly impossible. So what is Bala Sulam trying to say, to tell us, that it's impossible?
You will have to turn to the Creator to help you with that. The Creator has to help you reach the love of friends.
Everyone says love your friend as yourself. What does it mean? What does it mean that the whole world uses them? And we too.
Everybody likes to color themselves in a nice, beautiful way. And nobody really wants to reach it because it's speaking about a change, a fundamental change in man.
What's the difference between us and the world in general? Because everyone uses this concept of love your friend as yourself.
We want to actually reach it. And the world wants to speak about it and for now do something behind their backs. You don't see how all kinds of rulers are speaking, and look how the United Nations are speaking.
Especially in the Knesset, the parliament. But my question is this, what should we do? What is this level of love your friend as yourself? What is this concept? In the wisdom of Kabbalah, how can you come to it in truth?
By the upper light that reforms.
Meaning what?
That if I want and ask for it, I'll get help from above, called the upper light, and it will change me, and I will change, and I'll love everybody. To that extent, I'll be like the Creator.
In other words, it's to come to the power of bestowal, to be in bestowal. Is this love your friend as yourself?
Yes.
Well, it's the end of correction. Thank you.
Ita 1.
Buongiorno, Rav. Cosa significa sentire la necessità del prossimo? Cosa dovrei sentire negli altri?
What does it mean to feel the needs of the other? What exactly should I feel in others?
If you want to love him, so you want to feel what he's lacking in order to fill his deficiency. It's like a baby, let's say, that you want to know what does he need, that if you can fill him, you're doing good to him. And in this way, we have to do it towards the friends and towards all people on the earth until we connect everybody to one body.
Woman Internet.
Woman Internet.
Question from the United States. According to the text, who is a Hebrew slave in the work?
It doesn't matter. We'll learn. It's, we don't need it. That's it.
PT 38. Is there a sodomite rule in the tent? And if it does, what do we do with it?
The sodomite rule is in each and every one, and it means that I'm not touching you, you don't touch me. Get away from me. That's the sodomite rule.
Mark 25. Why does love your friend as yourself seem so unattainable?
Because it's unattainable. Only with the higher power that can help us overcome our ego, we'll be able to come close to it. Everything depends on our plea, on our prayer.
That's it. Thank you.
Yes, Niv.
Can you please explain the difference between love your friend as yourself that those with points in the heart come to, and those and love your friend as yourself that all of humanity comes to?
Humanity reaches love your friend as yourself after people with points in the heart reach it. And also by correcting them. Then they correct the achap, all of humanity. Then they have to connect to the Creator, not with their deficiency, but with the deficiencies of all of humanity. And by this, they raise a prayer of all of humanity. And through them, they pass the Creator's force of love and connection to all of humanity, to the extent that humanity connects to them and is willing to receive from them. And then, in such a way, we reach correction with all of humanity.
And the rest of humanity, how does it come to love your friend as yourself? What is it for them?
For them, they don't really understand it or feel a need for it, but they see that there's no choice, that we reach something that seems good to them. And then they feel what this good can be, so they're willing to connect to us. But it's only under the condition that they feel that there's something in us that is also worth it for them. Otherwise, they reach death.
So, what should they understand today in order to advance to love your friend as yourself?
We don't need to actually publicize love your friend as yourself in all its depth. We have to say that connection above all disturbances, as we have in the world right now, you have the pandemics, you have a bunch of sources for wars. Russia, Iran, Europe, America, Ukraine, and the Far East, and the Middle East, and whatnot. Everywhere we see again only centers, dangerous places that can explode. So we need to help the world understand that before us there's all like a general destruction, as Bala Sulam says, that then only a part will be left, a tiny part will be left after this complete destruction that will go through all continents. It will leave a small group of people that they will be able to reach the correction because they will absorb inside them all of the deficiencies, all the troubles, all the problems of all of humanity. And even with their small number that will remain, the physical number doesn't matter, but the desires in them will be able to absorb that sorrow of what's happening. And in such a way, even that small group that will remain will perform the correction.
On one hand, the threat is very clear, and the necessity to achieve connection is also clear. How do we bridge the gap between understanding that this is against our nature and undesirable? What should we explain here?
By revealing trouble.
Besides revealing trouble,
there can't be anything else. The trouble has to be revealed, but in a sufficient manner, that as much as a person is developed, he can understand that that's enough. From here on, I'm willing to work against my will to receive.
He understands that it's enough, but he also understands that he can't work against his own will.
So he has somebody to turn to.
The rest of humanity has someone to turn to?
Yes, of course. Who? As much as will remain from all of this humanity, after all the trouble the world's going to go through, they are going to turn to those who can connect together, called Yashar Kel. And through them, they can connect to the upper force, and they'll have the same thing, the same connection as all.
I'm talking about how we explain today. I'm trying to explain something today.
Explaining is something else.
I'm trying to explain to all of humanity. We're not talking about love your friend as yourself. We're talking about connection, okay? There's interdependence, so we have no choice. But we also have an egoistic nature, and we know we can't do anything about it. So how do we bridge the gap here?
We explain.
Explain what?
That we have no choice.
It's clear that there is no choice, but nature also says there is no choice.
So we need to connect. And from our connection to cry.
Cry to whom?
To the Creator.
Does all the rest of humanity have the Creator?
There's an upper force. Oh, that's not a problem, upper force. When there's pressure on humanity, they're willing to do anything. They're willing to do everything. There's no problem to bend them to bow towards the Creator. No. That's human nature, the little egoists. What do you want? You want to do something with them? You think that's a problem?
So, our explanation to humanity contains, besides the explanation that we have to unite, that there's also someone to turn to?
Yes, maybe we'll connect before problems, maybe we'll feel it from a distance, and that'll be enough.
And we will turn to the Creator, to the upper force.
We'll adhere to those called Yashar Kel, Bnei Baruch, let's say, and through them and along with them, we'll reach the correction.
So they should know that there is such a group that's realizing it?
So you have to publish this, to advertise it. And if not, so it'll be forcefully from above. And then obviously we're going to feel a problem that we didn't do it enough.
I'm sorry for insisting. So what do they have to know? That there is a group that they have to turn to and cling to?
Yes, yes.
Or do they need to ask directly from the Creator, Abba Force, to reach connection?
Both. It depends each one where they are. We always have 4 degrees, 4 levels of a plea to the Creator. So also humanity has a plea towards him. Also, we have a plea towards him. And every group from those 2 groups also turn to one another.
Thank you.
Oh, look at all these questions. Okay. Baltia.
Дарав, тут написано, что...
Yes, it says here that a person must satisfy the needs of his friends and leave himself deficient. What does that mean?
You only have to leave to yourself what you need to exist, and the rest you have to give out to everybody. Holland 1.
Raf, can we ask a question with regard to the preparation of the Congress?
Ani lo yodea, lo achshav.
I don't know, not now.
Moscow 1. Да, спасибо, Рав. Мы учим, что два
лета we learn that the Creator gives Himself completely every moment. Is it enough to keep the image of the friends and the ten as the ones who are receiving the making of the clear right now?
It's not enough, but we need that too. Okay, what do we need else? Well, Tel Aviv 4.
Rav, a friend is asking, if a deficiency of a friend is revealed in me, does that mean I have to satisfy it?
If I feel that a friend is lacking something, so obviously I need to try and fill it, that deficiency, or help him fill his deficiency. Of course, yes. That brings peace to the world. That already corrects my advancement, my connection to the system of Adam Rishon. Okay? Well, and last question from Kiev 3.
Спасибо, Рав. Вопрос относительно
A question regarding Israel, physical Israel. Can it be said that connection of the physical Israel, the people of Israel, physical one, this is the first task of all the members of the Boch, or does it concern only the friends in Israel? And on that level, we, each of us, work with regard to our own respective nations.
It's a complex question, more than you think, because actually we need to discover these things, that Israel is called Yashar Ked, straight to the Creator. It's not Jews, and not as they seem today in this world. But we're speaking about people who have a tendency, a strong tendency to unite with the Creator. That's why they're called Jews, Yehudi, from the word unification. That's how we have to be. And each and every one that is just a part of today's nation of Israel, I don't actually need to be concerned about him more than I'm concerned of anyone else in the world. But on behalf of dissemination, he has more of a connection, more of a tendency to the Creator, to each and every Jew. That's why we are first we need to advertise ourselves as much as we can in Israel. But we see that it's the most difficult nation, and it's hard to work with them, and through the nations we might have an ability to awaken them more than turning to them directly, from BB to Israelis. But to turn from BB to the nations of the world and from the nations of the world to Israelis, that in such a way we might be able to awaken them more. Still, whatever happens, we have to work. We're going to keep reading this article until we will see how it is realized in us. And for now,
our broadcast today from 10 to 10:30 in New Life with Dr. Lightman. It'll be broadcast on Rav's Facebook page. You're invited to ask questions there online. From 10:30 to 11:30, the writer's meeting with Dr. Lightman. And from 6:30 to 7:30, the world meal. This concludes the lesson. Have a good day and a great night and a song.
Teach me how to listen, let your words come through me. escuchar.